It's 10 in the evening in the Riley household, and all is by no means well. In fact, a crisis is developing. Junior has not come home yet, and his whereabouts are unknown. His anxious father is bringing the full weight of his keen, analytical mind to bear on the problem.
Where is that boy? That's what I want to know. Where is he?
Well, how should I know? If I knew, I wouldn't sit here worrying.
After 10 o'clock and a kid only 13 years old.
Maybe he's studying at a friend's house somewhere.
Studying? More likely he's shooting craps on some street corner.
Junior doesn't gamble.
Oh, well, then he's probably sitting on some little girl's front porch, necking like crazy.
He's not interested in girls.
But I know boys. Wouldn't be surprised right this minute if he and his gang are whistling their heads off in the front row of a burlesque show.
Oh, that's ridiculous. He'd never go to a burlesque show.
What a dull life that kid leads.
Well, instead of standing here, go out and look for him.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'll start with the burlesque show. Where's the opera glasses, Peg?
Try someplace else first. I don't want to have to go looking for you.
Well, if I find him there, so help me...
Hi, Mom. Hi, Pop. Sorry I'm a little late.
A little? Do you know what time it is?
Where were you, Junior?
Oh, boy, you should have been there, Pop. I was way up in front and I saw everything. Boy, was it a scorcher.
Junior, don't you dare talk like that in front of your mother.
What's wrong, Pop? I was only watching the fire.
Fire?
Fire? Is that where you were?
Yeah, a big factory over on Crenshaw. Every fire engine in the city must have been there. Gee, I'm going to be a fireman when I grow up.
A fireman?
Yeah, that's for me.
Over my dead body, you'll be a fireman.
Why not?
Oh, I don't want to discuss it. And don't ever let me hear you say you want to be a fireman again. And that's an order. Good night.
Gee, what did I say? What's wrong with firemen?
Why, nothing. It's a very important profession. Only it's a sore subject with your father.
What's he got against firemen?
Well, he was one himself once.
Pop was? I didn't know that. When?
Back in Brooklyn. First year we were married. Oh, it's quite a story. We were still living with Grandpa, my father, and your daddy had just graduated from the Fireman's Academy. I remember the night he came home all excited.
Peggy, where are you, Peggy?
Oh, here I am, Chester.
Oh, Peggy, I passed.
Oh, Chester, that's wonderful.
Yeah, I report for active duty tomorrow.
Oh, Chester, I never thought I'd be married to a real fireman.
Oh, yeah.
Sit down and tell me all about your test.
Yeah.
Here, in Papa's chair.
Oh, yeah. Well, first, Well,
what's the matter?
Ooh. Well, I had a little accident during the test. You know the part where they give you 10 seconds to slide down the pole?
Yes.
Well, I forgot to take my matches out of my back pocket. My pants caught fire.
Oh, they didn't.
Yeah, but the chief was swell about it. He passed me anyway.
And you collect full pay from now on?
Yep. Maybe now your old man will have a little more respect for me.
Oh, Papa respects you.
Oh, no, he don't. He never did. But I don't care. And as soon as the baby comes, we'll get our own little place. Huh, Peggy?
Oh, yes. It'll be wonderful.
Baby should be due in about a week now, huh?
That's what the doctor said.
Oh, that boy will be proud of me. I'll be a real hero to him. It ain't every boy that has a fireman for his pop.
Well, Chester.
Yeah?
Suppose it's a girl.
A girl? If that doctor wants to get paid, he better come across with a boy.
Oh, Chester.
Margaret.
Oh, there's Papa. Will he be surprised when he hears the news?
Yeah.
Good evening, Papa.
Good evening, Margaret, dear.
Good evening, Papa.
It was.
Papa, Chester's got wonderful news.
Margaret, would you please tell your husband to be good enough to get out of my chair?
Huh? Oh, I'm sorry, Papa. Here.
Yeah.
Papa, Chester had his exam today.
And you might also tell him I like to find my newspaper unopened when I come home.
Well, I'm sorry. I was just looking to see how Boob McNutt made out today.
Papa.
And tell him not to flick ashes in my ashtray.
Papa, please listen to me. We got wonderful news for you.
Your husband is leaving?
Oh. No, Papa. Chester passed his exam today. He's a real fireman now, on full pay.
You mean to tell me the fire department of this city is paying him to protect my property?
That's right, Pop.
Bryant, 9632. Fireman. Miss Abramson, please. Oh, is that you, Joe? This is Barker. I want you to double the fire insurance I'm carrying.
Excuse me, Chief.
Yes, what do you want?
Chester Riley, sir, reporting for active duty.
Oh, yes, yes, you're one of the rookies.
Right, Chief. Just graduated yesterday.
Yes, I got the list of the results right here. 197 candidates. Let's see, where did you place, Riley?
Second, sir.
Second?
Yeah.
Well, I don't see your name.
Oh, well, you're looking at the top. I'm second from the bottom.
Oh, yes, yes. Well, I suppose I've got to give you an assignment. Had any training in steering a hook and ladder truck?
Oh, yes, sir.
Okay, I'm putting you on ladder truck, too. You'll steer the tail end.
Right, Chief. I'll be the rear admiral.
That truck is kind of tricky. You got to watch out for it.
Okay, let's go!
7th and Fulton, Chief. One-story building.
Okay, Pops. Start those motors, Bill.
Okay.
Gravity.
Yes, Chief.
I want you, Anderson, and Thompson on the hose truck.
Okay, Riley. Get a move on.
Huh? Oh, there's a fire. Oh. Well, what are we waiting for?
Ladder truck two, Riley, over there.
Right.
Say, Chief, can I come along?
Sorry, Pops. You know the rules. Your job is on the desk. All set, Riley?
All set.
I'm riding up here with you. Let's go. A little more break.
Right, Chief.
Hey, watch this next corner coming up. It's tricky.
I know it. My father-in-law's got his store there.
Watch the driver up front. Keep us straight, then turn sharp left.
Right.
Not right, left.
Left? Right.
Right.
All right! Did you say right or left?
Is that you, Papa?
No, it's me, Peg.
Oh, you're home early. How'd it go, dear? Did you go to any fires?
Yeah, I went to a fire, all right.
Oh, it must have been thrilling. How did you do?
Oh, I went over with a big bang.
I knew you'd make good.
Oh, Peg, it's no use lying to you. You'd find out sooner or later.
Find out what?
Peg, I was demoted.
Demoted? On your first day? Why?
Well, I made one little mistake. I turned right instead of left.
And they demoted you for a little thing like that?
It wasn't so little. You see, when I turned right, a store got in my way.
Oh.
It was awful. Smashed the whole front. No more hook and ladder for me.
Well, what do you care? Riding on the engine truck's just as important.
I won't be riding on the engine truck.
So you ride on the hose truck.
Won't be riding on any truck. I stay behind.
Oh. Well, looking after the switchboard's important, too.
Yeah, but that's Pop's job.
Well, what do you do?
I look after the dog.
The dog?
Yeah. And he don't respect me either. Look, he bit me.
Margaret! Margaret!
Oh, your father.
Margaret, get me Bennett, the lawyer, on the phone right away.
Now, Papa, take it easy. Your blood pressure.
Take it easy.
Yeah, you might drop dead.
I go out to lunch. I come back, I find my whole front caved in.
Your store!
$500 worth of plate glass, smashed to bits. I'll sue the city for $10,000. And when I find out the name of the idiot who was steering that hook and ladder truck, I'll have him kicked out of the department. Who was it, Riley? You ought to know it was your station house.
Don't look at me like that. You don't think they let me drive a great big truck like that. I just take care of the dog. Look, here's where he bit me.
That's right. All you firemen stick together. Well, I'll find out anyway. I'll phone the chief.
No, let me do it, Papa. You're too excited.
No, Peggy, no.
Operator, get me fire station number 4, please.
Peggy, what are you doing?
Stay out of there.
Hello, station house number 4.
Oh, hello. I'm speaking for Mr. Barker. Could you tell me the name of the man who steered the truck into his store?
Mrs. Benedict Arnold.
Well, the name of that fireman was Riley. Chester Riley.
Oh, thank you.
Who was it?
Peg, don't tell him.
Shut up. Who was it?
A man called Smith. Hector Smith.
Smith, huh? Get me my lawyer. No, never mind. I'll go down and see him. Hector Smith.
Peggy. Peggy, you lied for me. Oh, darling, you're the sweetest little liar. When you lie, you do it with such a straight face, it sounds just like the truth. Now, tell me you love me.
Back to The Life of Riley, starring William Bendix as Riley with Paula Winslow and John Brown. Mrs. Riley is telling son Junior about his father's experiences as a fireman back in Brooklyn.
Gee, Mom, did Grandpa ever find out it was Pop that smashed his store?
No, I'm coming to that. Well, anyway, he was demoted. Oh, it was heartbreaking to see him leave for the station house every morning. He'd hardly even speak. I'd just hand him his lunch, a couple of sandwiches, an apple, and some strong heart.
Strong heart?
Mm-hmm. For the dog.
Is that all he did? Just look after the dog?
Mostly. Well, anyway, one morning I happened to pass by the station.
Cheer up, Riley. You're not the only one. Just look at me. I was front driver on the hook and ladder 40 years. Best driver they ever had. Now look where I am. Behind the desk. After 40 years.
Yeah, well, I was smarter than you, Pops. I did it in one day.
Well, you'll get back there when it... Hey, ain't that your wife over there?
Where?
Well, there's...
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Peggy.
Oh, hello, dear. I was just passing by.
You shouldn't be out in this weather in your condition. The streets are icy. You should be home resting.
Well, I had some errands to do for Papa. These bills have to be paid.
Oh, I'll take care of them.
But they have to be paid today.
All right, I'll handle it. Now, you go right home and rest, sweetheart.
Well, all right, Chester. Now, here are the bills.
Yeah?
And the money.
Right. Goodbye, honey.
Goodbye, Papa-to-be.
Goodbye. Almost, Mama.
All right, boys, let's have your inspection reports. Rafferty?
Number 2 engine has a defective fuel pump.
Have it repaired immediately. Thompson?
Hose number 6 is a broken nozzle.
Replace it at once. Riley?
The dog has fleas.
Is that all you have to report?
No, he bit me again. Listen, Chief, when are you going to put...
Oh, that's us. Let's go, man.
Hey, 9th and Lafayette, Chief. Barker's Fur Shop.
Oh, that's my father-in-law.
Out those motors.
Okay, Chief.
Chief, let me go along.
I'm sorry, Riley. Watch that hole.
Yeah, but it's my father-in-law's store.
Sorry, Riley, I can't take a chance on you.
No, please, give me a break, Chief.
Okay, boys, let's go.
Chief... Let me go. Quiet, Smokey, quiet. It ain't fair. Well, I'll go anyway. Orders or no orders, I'm going. Oh, yes, I will. That's me, Peg.
Well, why are you so late? Why didn't you phone?
Peg, something happened.
I know. Papa's store. He phoned.
Yeah, that's why I was late. I was there.
They put you on duty again?
No, I went on my own. Listen, Peg, I found out something.
Well, sit down, dear. You're too excited.
Yeah, I better sit.
Here.
Yeah, thanks. Oh!
Chester, you're hurt. You forgot about the matches in your back pocket again.
No, this time it was that stupid dog. He wouldn't let go of me. I had to drag him all the way to the fire. Listen, Peg, that fire tonight was no accident.
Well, what do you mean? Papa said the chief thinks it was a short circuit in the wall.
Yeah, that's what he thinks, but I got proof it was arson.
You mean somebody started it on purpose?
Yeah, and the best part of all is I know who the firebug was.
Oh, that's wonderful. Who?
Your father.
Papa?
Yeah, ain't it wonderful? They'll give him at least 10 years.
Oh, no. Well, it's impossible. Papa wouldn't do a thing like that.
No, but I got the proof.
Oh, I don't believe it. And even if it's true, you can't tell on him.
But I got it. It's my duty, Peg.
But you can't. Do you want him to go to jail? And think of the baby.
Oh, yeah. I didn't think of that. All I thought was how wonderful it would be to have this apartment all to ourselves.
And I know Papa didn't do it.
Well, don't worry. I won't give him away. But from now on, he better treat me with a little respect around here. I got something on him, and he better not forget it.
Oh, shh. I hear Papa. Oh, Papa.
Margaret, it's a disaster. A disaster. $7,500 worth of merchandise wiped out. Sprinklers didn't work. Firemen couldn't stop it. Burnt to the ground. I'm a sick man. I gotta sit down. Get out of that chair.
Shut up.
My mind's going, too. I hear voices in my head. I imagine I heard your husband tell me to shut up.
You heard me, all right.
Huh?
Yeah, not only that. Is this your newspaper? Well, watch. There.
Oh, Chester, don't.
He's gone crazy.
Crazy like a fox. Oh, look, what a nice clean ashtray. Well, it's not clean now.
Oh, Chester, stop it.
He's a lunatic, a raving lunatic.
Oh, by the way, I almost forgot. It wasn't this Hector Smith who smashed your window. It was me, Riley. I did it with my little hook and ladder truck. I cannot tell a lie.
Get him out of here before I strangle him.
Oh, Chester, please stop
him. I'm sorry, but the shoe's on the other foot now. Next time he'll think twice before he goes around setting fire to his store.
What? You're accusing me of...
Yeah, for the insurance money. You even doubled it. I got the facts. Why didn't the sprinkler system work?
How should I know?
I'll tell you why. Because the water was shut off at the main valve. And who shut the water off?
How do I know? Maybe the water department.
You better think up something better than that. They don't shut off the water unless you don't pay your bill. And you paid your bill. I know that for a fact. Because only a couple of days ago, when Peg came down to the station house and gave me the water bill and some money, and I put them right here in my shirt pocket.
Here's your chair, Papa.
Chester, you didn't pay the water bill.
You moron!
Look, Papa, I'm straightening out your paper. Here, sit down and read all about the fire.
You imbecile, you.
Here's a nice clean ashtray.
This is the last straw. I'm fed up till here. I'm through. I won't live under the same roof with this... Where's that suitcase?
Now, don't take it like that, Papa.
Where is it?
Papa, please, no.
Well, now, Peg, if he wants to leave, let him.
I'm not leaving. You are.
Me?
Here it is. I'll pack up and get out.
You're throwing me out?
And if you ever show your face around
you
here...
You can't throw me out. Not in my condition. I'm liable to have a baby any minute.
Papa, this is crazy.
I've stood all I'm going to.
Then I'm leaving with Chester.
You're staying here.
No, I'm not. I'm going with you, Chester.
No, Peg, he's right. With the baby and all, you better stay. Goodbye, Dumpling.
Oh, Chester.
And when the baby comes, don't forget to send me an announcement. All right, here's your dinner, Smokey. Oh, that dog. He don't appreciate nothing I do for him. They all go out to a fire and they leave me here to feed this mutt.
Why did I ever become a fireman? I should have gone into some business where I could lay something away.
If you went into my business, you'd lay away plenty.
Oh, it's you.
Yes, it is I indeed. Digby Odell, the friendly undertaker.
Hello, Digger. Did you hear about the jam I'm in? My father-in-law kicking me out?
Most deplorable.
I haven't even got a place to sleep now.
I could dig one up for you. But I don't think it'll be necessary.
Well, what do you mean?
Come in.
Chester.
Peg, you shouldn't have walked down here. It's getting pretty close.
I gave her a lift in my vehicle.
Oh.
Chester, Papa says you can come back.
Do you mean it, Peg?
Yes. He says if you apologize...
Oh, no. No, not me. No, not after the way he acted. I'd rather die first.
Don't do me any favors. Except to go home.
No, I got my pride.
Chester, if you don't come back home...
Well...
Oh.
Peg, what's wrong? Don't you feel good?
Chester, I think you better take me to the hospital.
Well, the baby. It's time.
I think so.
Digger, can you drive us to the hospital?
My vehicle is at your disposal. It'll be a nice change to help bring someone into the world. I'll get the car started.
All right, Digger. Come on, Peg. Now take my arm. Now take it easy.
Oh, I'm all right.
Pop, I gotta go to the hospital. Take care of things.
Okay, Riley.
Well, get her started, Digger. Well, what's wrong?
The battery is dead.
Are you sure?
If I can't tell, who can?
Well, what'll we do?
I'll go down to the corner and hail a cab. Yeah, you stay here.
Oh, he'll never get one at this hour. We got to get to that hospital before... Come with me, Peg. I'll get you there.
But Chester...
Pop!
What's the matter, Riley?
You still think you can drive a hook and ladder?
Yes, sir.
Well, now's your chance. Get up there in front and start that motor.
But Riley...
Do as I say.
Oh, okay.
It's lucky they left that hook and ladder behind. Come on, Peg.
Chester! Oh, no. You're not going to try to
steer. Oh, now, don't you worry, Peg. I'll make it this time. I've got to, for you and my son. Okay, Pop.
Okay.
Let's go.
Riley. Oh, come on, Riley. Snap out of it. Here. Take another whiff of this ammonia.
Okay. No. Oh. Oh. Where am I?
You're in the hospital.
What did I hit?
You didn't hit anything. You fainted when they told you the good news.
What news? Peg. Where's Peg?
Oh, she's all right. Mother and child both doing fine.
Oh, well, then it's over. I made it.
Yes, sir. The sweetest little job of steering I ever saw. Now you go in and see your wife.
Can I?
Well, the nurse said any time, soon as you're feeling strong enough.
In here?
Yeah, you just go right in.
Peg?
Chester.
Darling, aren't you proud of me? I made it.
We both made it.
Yeah. Oh, you sweet, brave little mother. How's our son?
Chester.
Yeah?
We had a girl.
A girl?
Are you disappointed?
Well, no. No, if it couldn't be a boy, a girl was my next choice. No, I think it's wonderful. Only you got to promise one thing, sweetheart.
What, dear?
When she grows up, don't let her become a fireman.
In just a moment, Riley will return.
Well, Junior, now you know why your father feels the way he does about firemen.
Yeah, no wonder.
Oh, here's your father.
Junior,
Junior, I'm sorry I yelled at you. I was in the wrong. After all, if you want to be a fireman, it's okay with me. In fact, I'll help you.
You will, Pop?
Oh, sure thing, and I'm the guy that can do it. You never knew this, Junior, but I used to be a fireman back in Brooklyn. And if I put in a word for you, they look up the record and you're in. Solid. Now, you leave it to me.
Riley.
I'll go down to the...
Riley.
Huh?
I told him.
Everything?
Mm-hmm. Including the part about the dog.
As I was saying, Junior, why don't you be a cop now?
The Life of Riley is produced by Irving Brecker.